Hi, May.
Hi, Jay.
This week, we got to talk to two of my buddies, Jack and Vince. We talked about how we've evolved over the years and how we've always been there for each other, regardless of what studio we're in.
It's amazing to see that type of collaboration and support within DAP, and we hope that you can learn a little bit about how to build that community for yourself. And stick around to find out how that red toolbox picture came to be.
Enjoy!
Enjoy!
So I guess that's why Cody wanted to talk to the three of us, because sometimes you can be friends with someone but not be able to work with them. And I think that she thinks that we can do both. Do you want to start it off?
Yeah, we can. I guess the first question is, I just want to understand your journeys and how you guys all got here and how similar or different you guys are, because I think you guys are all very different. So just basics, first question of where are you from and why did you pursue ID?
Boom, you can start. Or you can start.
Yeah.
I have to think.
I'm Vince. I'm from California.
Hi, Vince.
Hi, everyone. So I pursued industrial design because I wanted to do something that was like creative. And I started off in a world that mostly revolved around interior design, that kind of space. And then realizing I wanted to work on like the small products that like people brought into their homes and wanted to interact with. And so that led me to industrial design. And it ultimately brought me to Cincinnati for school.
For me, it's Jack here.
Hi, Jack.
Hi, Jack.
Thanks for calling in.
I was always, I think, architecture growing up, because my dad was an illustrator, but he also like did construction and was always making things. So he had a shop down in the basement. So I was just always down there making things, sort of like drawing up like dream house floor plans, like all the way from elementary school. Things like houses with hockey rinks and baseball batting cages. And I think that's just because I didn't know what industrial design was. And then I had a family friend, or my friend who I played baseball with, his sister was at Frog at the time. So that's how I had heard about industrial design. And then I remember going home, looking up what it actually is. And I don't know if there was like a solid, like, this is why I want to go into it, but it just, after reading it, it felt like, all right, this is it. And that was in like seventh grade, so it was pretty cool to know like pretty early on. But even then it was always, you know, trying to, like, hockey was always the number one priority. But then once I realized that wasn't ever going to pan out, started taking art and design a little bit more seriously.
Our brother started a company right after college, and so he was working closely with industrial designers, and so that's how I was introduced to industrial design. And then I joined a summer program the summer of my senior year. And that's kind of how I was introduced to industrial design. But honestly, when I got to UC, I still didn't really understand what it was. I'm just
Wait,
grateful.
We weren't even doing industrial design when we first got here.
Yeah. Yeah, that doesn't help.
Because you touched on doing a summer design camp. And that's how me and Vince met. Is it 2013, I think, here at DAP camps? Mm-hmm. But that really, I think, like, solidified a lot of the decisions. Even though, like, you're doing really basic projects and not, it's, like, really foundational ID, like, almost not even ID, but still, like, solidified the choice that this was the right thing to be doing.
Okay, so that's how you two met, but then how did you meet her?
So we're the original.
Yeah. You guys
Well,
technically. I think I met Marnie at the first photo we took.
No,
was it before that?
It was.
That was what you wanted.
No, during orientation, because what? You guys met up. Remember, during orientation, we flew to Cincinnati together.
Yeah,
that was a whole story. We flew to Dayton and then drove here because our flight. Anyway, that happened
Your
to Cody too.
Yeah,
my dad drove us, and then you guys met up, and then I think. Wait, no.
Just like for dinner or something?
No, I thought like I met you at least like halfway through the semester.
I feel like I met you.
Were you not in the same studio?
No,
like foundation?
No, we were in the same foundation.
Vince and Marnie were.
Yeah.
And I think they were friends, and then me and Vince would work together.
Right.
So sometimes the three of us would just be in the same room.
But not talking, just
like, yeah,
together.
Definitely not talking.
No.
Yeah, I don't remember anymore.
Oh, it just happened.
Well, okay.
All I know is like the first photo I stole. Didn't really know you.
The first toolbox?
Yeah.
Wait, that's so
like,
funny.
I don't know.
That. Office, like, I never
Yeah. Well, I knew of you because of
yeah.
Because you
I was the last to get my toolbox.
I think so. Because
you had yours from summer.
I think I went.
Brought,
yeah. Oh, we went to.
We went to go
Bass,
buy.
Yeah, you guys
went. We went to Bass Pro Shops. Yeah. I don't think we got it.
No. But we were shopping for you because you had all these clear containers for organizing all this stuff. It's like, well, if Jack's got them, I'm going to get some too. So then we went to go like find all these tackle boxes to like store all the supplies we had. And then I ended up getting a toolbox because everyone else had one.
I think it was just coincidence. Same exact one.
So then how did the picture start? Were you just like, we're carrying our toolboxes, we need a picture?
I don't remember how it started. To be honest with you.
Wow, this is really anticlimactic.
I was hoping it was going to be like,
and this happened, we took this.
Well, the original one was, like, where Ethan used to be until he got stolen, and then they had to move him. But that was, like, the original photo, like, up on the ledge. But I think that same year we also took.
But, yeah, the same year. I think it
was
the
same year.
Yeah,
we were like, oh, we should take a normal one or something. And then we just went on the stairs.
Yeah, so I don't really know.
I don't know how it started.
Yeah, it's just kind of like, hey, we should take a photo.
They worked. And you guys always, like, switch who edits and, like, what co-op you're going
to. Yeah, it's a big argument. Like, who did it last time? I did it last time. No, I
didn't. Vince always claims it.
I always did the last one.
Oh, gosh.
I think I did do the last one, though.
The last one? Really?
The most current one.
I think I did.
No way. Everyone did the last one.
Either way, I'm not doing the last one.
Oh, wait, yeah, me either. I don't want to do it.
No, it's good. So I guess Vince is doing it. You heard it here first.
Yeah, you heard it here first. Well, I don't know if this is public knowledge, and if you don't want people to know, you can cut this out. But word on the street is that Vince, he almost left ID.
Yeah.
I didn't know either.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Are we even friends?
Like, I know.
Fake friends.
Yeah.
Bye, Jack.
I think there's always like an internal debate. But I mean, I think you both maybe have like seen me when I was like struggling. It was like second year.
Yeah. I mean, we were all struggling.
But I was like especially struggling.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. No way. Yeah.
Dude, I was a special Jack's like, oh, I know now. I know what you're talking about.
It's weird because like I never thought he was, but it's always like the critiques would go bad, and I'm but I never knew why. I'm like, what the hell's wrong?
Like my bowling ball box didn't even work. So I mean, there's that.
Like, wait, no. I feel like your worst. Okay, my worst crit was. Toy?
Yeah.
I would say yours is probably.
Like, I thought that thing was sweet.
See, you all know it. You all know it. You just didn't make the connection.
I just thought the professor was just like, not getting it. Because like, we have to do like a
paint. Actually, that might just be like me because that during ritual too, they didn't get it.
But
they didn't get it.
It was one critiquer who didn't get it.
Yeah.
It wasn't everyone.
Yeah. Well, the problem is too is like the tool that you chose for like because we were modeling it out of pink foam.
like
a fireman's like action like, poem, whatever.
So
and Jerry's and the professor. I was trying to figure out how to use it. Just like flopping all around. So it was like a tough choice for the final model. But no, but I like, now that you say it, like, yeah, like I noticed, but again, like I never understood why. Cause it's like I never thought anything was. And like with like the,
just say it. It's fine.
In Des Viz, we had to do the drafting. And it's like, you look at the three of ours, like, they all look the same. But
yeah,
it's
literally
like,
all.
Me and Marnie get, well, like, an A.
A minus. An A minus.
And Vince gets, like, a B or a B minus. Like,
I think I was here at the same time as Marnie.
Like, me and Marnie are like, yeah, like, I think me and Marnie even, like, talk to each other like separately. We're like, dude, like, what the?
What is going on?
I don't understand. Like, he's just getting shafted left and right.
But yeah, I never put those two together. You know, if like, oh, he's not doing as well.
Yeah,
I didn't know he almost left.
But like, I don't think that from a performance wise, you were doing not as well. It's just from a grade wise, you weren't doing as well.
Yeah, I also had personally struggled. I think. Like with all the projects we had at the time, Or like I just didn't know how to like approach it with like the design thinking skills we have now, I guess.
Well, a lot of them too are like so open-ended. Like even now I wouldn't know how to do a bowling ball box. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
It's like the type of, they're almost like too simple. I'm afraid to put it that way.
Yeah, but I mean, I think at the time it's like if everyone was in the same situation, like we were all in the same studio, but then like, you know, like 80 to 90% of the class, like all made stuff that like worked or like mm-hmm. was yeah. cool. And then you have like something that doesn't work at an early age, I think like puts you down okay. earlier. And so that was kind of why, like, I was like, oh, like, I don't know if ID is for me, because like, I didn't know I wanted to do industrial until like after DAP camps, which was like middle of high school to late high school. And so like just kind of stumbling upon it and then like kind of thinking like, did I stumble upon it on accident or is it like something that I actually want to do? We're all here now.
I almost like, not that I ever almost left, but I've had like, I guess like similar thought, like, is this actually what I want to do? Or is it something that it just sort of presented itself? And I'm like, sure. Seems yeah. good. I mean, it's fun and I have fun with it. I don't imagine doing anything else, but it is like, yeah, I wonder, like, cause when you ask like how you got into ID, mm-hmm. it's almost like, I don't know. I heard about it and said, sure, that's right. it.
Yeah. But there's like flexibility with your major. You don't that's have true. To just do whatever you're doing right now.
I also feel like that's what makes it scary, is that it feels like you have to figure out mm-hmm. which industry you want right. to work in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a process in and of itself. And so not knowing which industry you want to go into is scary.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if this is a problem across the board, but I feel like when we go home and we have to describe what industrial design is to our relatives, it's like, it's not just building a bridge, but how do I describe it so that you understand what it is? So how would you guys describe industrial design to someone now? Maybe like a student who, a high school student who's Googling it and just wants to know what it is.
I always start with just clarify, like instead of, I don't even tell people it's industrial design, I say it's product design.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes I say industrial just because I want them to ask me questions, right, you know? Yeah. But anyway, sorry. Continue.
No, that's fine. And then even with product design, there's still questions. I think, like, because industrial design, they'll think that I do, like, floor plans for, like, factories. But then I say product design, they're still, like, a little unsure, but it's more clear. But I think the most concise way is just to tell them that it's how products look and feel, I think, is what it boils down to without getting into the nitty-gritty.
But then I'm hesitant to say that because we also understand the engineering and the manufacturing side of stuff. And so I also want to give that side credit. Mm-hmm. So I feel like it's hard to condense what industrial design is.
I think that comes up for me when they mistake it for engineering. And then I can clarify, like, no, we work with them. Not exactly.
I think that pretty much sums it up for me. At least in Mandarin, there's a word for industrial design. We're still figuring out what it is for graphic design.
It doesn't
work.
It's just design.
Yeah.
My mom's always like, explain what Cody does. And she's like, she just looks at Cody like, you explain.
Yeah.
I think one time it got translated to designing humans because we talked about designing like interfaces and interactions and like human interactions, and it just translated to designing humans, and they were like, okay.
That's
like, lucky enough that at least like my immediate family knows what industrial design is and what I do. I think my sister's still like on like the fence about it. She still thinks I'm gonna like invent something and get rich.
Maybe. You never know.
But at least like my brother and my parents know. And my grandma came to DAPWorks 1 year, I guess, when my sister was graduating, and she got to see what it is. So it's grandma approved.
It's grandma approved. That means it's good. So like I mentioned, it'd be interesting to hear about your journeys and how they're similar or different. So if you could summarize your experience in about 2 sentences and just talk about maybe how they're different or similar from each other and how you guys have seen each other grow throughout your time here.
I don't know if I told you guys, but came in and talked to me one day, and he's walking away looking at stuff. And I was like, whose stuff is this? And that's Vince. He goes, oh,
B minus.
He's like Vincent Wang. He got better.
There we go.
Improved.
Made it. Still B minus.
I think we're all like flipped because you guys both started at the same place, right? And corporate place, and then I started the consultancy mm-hmm. for my first two. But then I think since then, like, you two and me have sort of, like,
blurring the lines.
Like, reversed, I guess, because now I'm ended up on the corporate side, and I know Vince, you're very into the consultancy stuff, and Marty, you have
a big question mark.
Yeah. Marty, big question mark, but your last one was consultancy, and you really liked it, so. Mm-hmm.
It's kind of nice to do that there's, like, this line that you're always, like, on either side of, and you're just, like, fluidly crossing, like, mm-hmm. you know, between both sides. I guess to sum up my time, I mean, like, one of the reasons for coming out to Cincinnati was that it was a known university, and it was a large university, and had, like, a lot of activities to do. I think I did, like, a fair share of clubs in my first 2 years. I was also on the paintball team.
I forgot about that.
I was also an RA.
Oh, yeah.
So I think, like, all these tiny things that you kind of partake in school build up and add to the experience, because I was just thinking about this, like, last week, and, like, if I had, like, a word of advice to younger people, which I'm sure is a question you have later or something.
You can still say it.
Is, like,
we'll bleep it out.
Yeah.
Cut it.
Is, when I was already, we learned about a term called, like, intersectionality, which is, like, you have all these parts of you that make up who you are. It's not just, like, one thing. A lot of times I think people come into DAP and it's like, oh, I have to be really good at design. But it's, like, more than DAP. That's just, like, who you are. So, like, I think if you really like playing soccer, like, go play soccer, because that's who you are, and you should do that. And so, like, all these things add up to be who you are, not just DAP. So that's my, I guess, university experience. Like, all these little small parts that add up to be a whole, and DAP is just, like, one of those parts, even though it's a little bigger than the other stuff.
I think I'm, like, borderline opposite of that. So I think orientation, I think, like, scared me a little bit into, like, just, like, up front, like, oh man, I'm not gonna have time for anything. So it's like I had that, like, in the back of my head, so it was just always DAP, like, early on, because I wanted to come and play club hockey. Then I went to the orientation and I was like, man, mm-hmm. it's just, like, way too much work. So it's like right away, like, before even trying it, I just crossed that one off. And then now looking back, it's like, yeah, I didn't really have, like, those college experiences that everyone sort of talks about. It's kind of a bummer, but
good grad school.
Well, I guess I sort of, like, justified always working and DAP stuff as, like, oh, that's what I'm at school for.
Yeah.
But to your point, yeah, it's like you're here to, it's not just about the work and DAP. But I think that's why after, like, the first 2 years and during our first co-op, I was like, man, I got to do something else. So that's when I started in New Hampshire playing, like, men's league hockey, and then came back and continued it here in Cincinnati. And that was just, like, that little extra something I needed to get me out of DAP, which was good.
I feel like we're similar, all three of us, in the sense that we're always striving for better. What we should be able to get is, like, here, but we're always striving for, like, two steps up. And we're not afraid to take risks. So I think that's how we're similar. But I think we're different in a little bit more in what we're interested in. So the whole design process, I feel like we're a little bit more focused in different areas. So for me personally, I'm more interested in the front end of stuff, the research side of stuff. But I have to say that these two guys, I think you guys are more interested in, like, the CAD and the manufacturing side of stuff. Is that right?
Yeah, but also, like, different within that similarity.
It's like we could start a company all together.
Heard it here first. We just need a graphic designer. Do you guys know any?
To wear your
switch. You have to change the name to 0400.
So I feel like, because I gravitate towards the front end of stuff, it's really easy to just stick with that. But because you guys are interested in the back end of stuff as well, it kind of pushed me to, like, well, I want to keep up with these guys. So I'm going to have to brush up on my CAD skills if I want to keep up with them. And so I'm still not very good at it, but I feel more comfortable because I know that I have two people I can reach out to if I ever need help. And so I feel like that's kind of how we're similar and different, and how these two have really helped me become more like a well-rounded designer.
Well, that just leads right into my next question.
Oh, so perfect. Thanks.
I think we all know that design can't be done alone. And I think you can't go through your DAP career alone either, because you would probably just struggle.
You would die.
Just like Marnie already mentioned a little bit about how you guys collaborate, but if you could elaborate on like how you work together and the benefits of working together. And because I think a lot of us want to have that community of people who we can bounce ideas off of, or people who can just help us when we're having like a hard day. And I think some people are still struggling to find that group. And it might just be because of the competitive nature that's sometimes here at DAP, whether that's through co-op or classes. And I think you guys have found a good balance of friendship, but also like a work friendship. Mm-hmm. And so it'd be interesting to hear just how that formed and how you think it's really helped you throughout your time here.
I will say it's nice that I feel like we don't need to be in the same studio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to say.
Like, we don't feel the need to message each other right before you sign up for classes, asking, like, which section you're going to be in.
Because we do anyway.
I think after you sign up. Like, look, we're in the same class.
Yeah, right.
Going off of that, I feel like there are two people that I can trust and I value their opinion. And so regardless of what section we're in, I feel like I can always ask both of them for advice.
Yeah. I think it's kind of like a good balanced relationship where you're not too like controlling, but you're not like very distant either. Mm-hmm. Where it's like, it's kind of like that line thing again, where you're always like fluid. So it's not like we always have to hang out, always have to work together, but we're also like, you know, we make sure we check in with each other so that we're not too distant. So I think that's kind of plays a big part of the dynamic of, you know, yeah, being able to just go up whenever and ask something, or, you know, or just go work on your own and, you know, do your thing.
To go back to the first 2 years, Marty said earlier, I forget what it was, but it made me think of like why, or about like those like critiques and how like it always felt like you were like struggling, I guess, but I never understood why. I think it's because I always saw like the ideas were always there, and it's like, sure, like maybe the execution wasn't as up to snuff as the idea was, but I think I was just always like looking at like Vincent's projects and be like, oh yeah, it's a sweet idea, and that's all I saw. So I didn't understand why the critiques were going the way they were. But it's like still like to this day, so it's like always like comfortable, because I feel like his brain is wired in a way that's different than mine, and in the fact that like he can come up with the ideas, like I feel like personally comfortable enough to execute things, but it's always like coming up with those ideas that are tough for me. But then now, like as we've I guess like progressed, it's like, and our co-op experiences, it's no longer like just like the front end ideas that I'm bouncing off of like both of you, but it's like the actual like design stuff too, which is like nice to have. And also like being, I guess, like so close to see like the, I guess, like evolution and progression of each of us is actually kind of pretty interesting. Cause like 5 years is a long time.
It's a long time.
Like with anybody, so.
Yeah.
Like, I think, like, looking back, I think, like, I don't know, it's kind of cool to see the progression.
It's so cool. Like you said, 5 years is a long time, and you've seen you guys go through, like, highs and lows together. And so do you have, like, a favorite memory here, whether you were super late in studio or something really silly happened?
Well, okay, I was trying to find this picture. We were in, I think it was second year. We were all in the same studio. I think you were upside down. Do you remember that picture?
I saw it, like, the other week on my computer.
Okay, you're going to have to send that to me. Yeah.
Why were you upside down?
I honestly can't remember.
It was like,
I think Vince was, like, standing between your legs.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, he was, like, looking.
Wait, what?
Either clarify it
or cut it out.
Well, yeah, I think like, I dropped a, like somebody dropped a screw or something, and I was down there looking for it, And I think I just like
a handstand?
Like I was like under my desk looking for it, and then just being an idiot, I think like I put like my feet up, and then
I'm confused how this works.
So confused.
And then all of a sudden Marnie started like dying. And she's like, wait, I gotta take a picture of this, and then Vince comes into the frame.
And he's like looking off in the distance.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, so I don't know what.
Let's recreate that one.
I think it was a screw that I was looking for. Yeah, I don't know.
Man, good times.
I think we've played just about nearly every sport you possibly could in studio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think we've played like, once we played hockey.
Bowling.
Yeah, we bowled. I remember that. Baseball.
Bowling. Yeah, baseball. Yeah.
Basketball. Darts.
Yeah, darts. played hockey with T-squares and a roll of tape.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
That's pretty fun.
I don't remember that one.
And then, like, we had like, I don't know what we were working on, but we had like a disc like cut out of cardboard or corrugated board, and like it was a disc and it was hollow. So I remember we'd like throw it up and try to throw the tennis ball through it, but it was like we're throwing it at blackboard.
Oh, yeah.
So it was like super loud. And
oh man,
probably not ideal, but.
Was that at like 2 a.m. when you're just done with everything?
Yeah.
I don't know if it was that late, but it was,
pretty late.
Like late enough where we're like.
Yeah. I mean, it was usually like the three of us in studio that like second year.
Yeah.
You know, like blasting music out loud and people would be people would be walking down the hallways and being like, who's that? Like, who's in there?
No, that was freshman year.
Yeah, Boom Club was freshman
year. Yeah. But yeah, I think just like being in the space all the time when you're younger too is like nice, because mm-hmm. it's kind of like when you start establishing like, you know, who you want to be like really close friends with, I guess.
Yeah, I think again, like, or what you just said about hanging out in studio, I think is really important. So remember when I came back after the first year, it's kind of weird phrasing, but the girl I dated in high school, I went to her house and it's like talking to her parents or whatever, and she was kind of like making fun of me in front of her mom. She's like, oh, I don't go out. I don't mm-hmm. party or anything. She's like, you know, what do you even do for fun? And I remember my response was like, well, like hanging out in studio is the fun, because it's like that's where your memories are made. You know, and people still also go out. But if you hang out in studio, like once it hits a certain time and people start getting tired and it's getting late and you're all... Like,
it gets weird.
It gets weird because you're all in the same shitty situation. So it's like, you kind of just bond over that. Whereas if you're not working around other people and you're not working in studio, you don't get the same vibe and the same, I guess, like culture or bond that you can build friendships around.
I guess Vince already started this, but if you have, like, looking back at your 5 years, do you have any words of advice for people, whether that's a third year or someone who's not in DAP yet? And this doesn't have to be ID specific. It could just be college advice.
Stay curious. Just keep trying to learn new stuff and pushing the boundaries and asking questions. Never get to a point where you feel like you know everything, because you don't. That's probably my advice.
I think to find the balance between remembering why you're here and also having fun while you're here. Because it's easy to only have the fun, but it's just as easy to only, you know, be stuck in DAP all day and working. But I think it's good to balance the two, because you're here for a reason, and that's, you know, to go through the co-op program and get a job afterwards. That's why I think most of us, if not all of us, picked Cincinnati. But at the same time, like it's been mentioned before, don't let that define everything about you and who you are. Because I think design, I mean, it varies for everybody, but I feel like design should be what you do, not who you are. But some people live, breathe, eat, sleep design, and that's fine, but it's good to have a balance.
And I would say to figure out what fun means for you.
Mm-hmm.
There isn't one definition of what fun mm-hmm. is. And so figuring out what that is for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would just reiterate that DAP's just like one part of who you are. And to make sure you you know what the other parts are too. And then just like learning how to prioritize. Because if you prioritize something, you'll always make time for it. So it just depends, you know, how high that item is on your own personal list.
Cool. Well, you guys are all leaving this wonderful building, and I feel like we don't really know anything that happens after graduation. Or I feel like it's kind of like a myth of like, what happens? So you just disappear in the smoke.
You cross the stage.
There's a DAP cemetery somewhere.
Yes, we'll return for next year's episode.
Perfect. You come out, you're just ghosts in this building. Honestly, do you think there are DAP ghosts?
Oh, yeah.
Probably.
Really?
I think so.
Really?
Think anybody's died in this building?
Ooh, probably.
That's a good question.
Probably. Someone.
Yeah.
That's depressing.
In the building?
Yeah, when they were rebuilding it, someone fell in cement, probably. And
that's buried. What I heard. I heard someone's, like, actually embedded into the walls.
Which wall?
Yeah.
This one.
Too bad earthquakes don't happen in Ohio.
Oh, that'd be terrible, especially for this building. Yeah. It's a hot mess. What are, like, some fears, expectations, hopes and dreams for post-grad life? Sleep, eat, live a normal life?
Your life's pretty figured out. You can kick us off.
That's true.
It's figured out. He's to, living the like, dream. I guess the next step is figured out. But I'm kind of, like, torn because it's, like, school-wise, like, schoolwork-wise, yeah, I'm ready to get out of here, ready to be done. But going to Kansas by myself, even though, like, you know, I've been there for two co-ops already, it's still kind of like you're there as an intern, so now, like, you don't really know what the expectations are, like, full-time. And it's tough because it's, like, 5 years here, you make these friends and you're completely comfortable. And then now, like, as soon as, like, the moment you become 100% comfortable with the people around you, it's like, oh, no, you gotta go make new friends and like, start that whole process again. Mm-hmm. And some people are really good at it. I think, for me, like, it takes time, so I think it, like, took the 5 years. But it's, like, I guess, like, the fear is, like, I don't know if that's, I'm comfortable because of the time or because of the people. Because I know, like, I'm comfortable more or less with the people. I'm comfortable there, but it's, like, I don't know, like, how long it's going to take to be as comfortable as I am here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know if it's just a time thing or if it's a people thing. So if it's a people thing, like, you're kind of like, oh, boy, like, you better figure something out. But if it's just a matter of time, then I'm okay with that. But just, like, not knowing what's coming down the road is pretty weird.
I mean, it's, this place becomes your home, whether or not you like it. Like, mm-hmm. This is your home. And so it's like you're going to college again. Just good luck. I'm letting you go. Yeah. Find housing, find friends, figure out what you want to do. So I think Marty might have said this before, but college is like your little test run of your real world.
Yeah.
Super small, though, super contained. And now it's like, well, good luck. Just throwing you out there. Yeah.
And I think then, like, after you graduate, it's probably even more important to find those things that allow you to meet other people and, like, finding those other activities and hobbies that you like to do just so you're not hanging out with work people all the time. Like, even if you are really comfortable with them, like, they're also going to, at some point, move on. So you got to make sure you're, for lack of a better phrase, plant your seeds every
quack, 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 quack.
Don't plant your seeds everywhere.
Quack.
Quack.
So a little scared is your take on this.
A little bit, yeah. I mean, excited but scared for sure.
I think I'm the same. I know I've already said this in previous episodes. You guys wouldn't know because you didn't listen. but it's just reflecting on, like, what the hell just happened and figuring out what I want to do next.
It's quick too.
We had a co-op town hall with someone who, or the director of the co-op office, and she was like, you guys are amazing. Do you realize that at 18, 19 years old, you got a job?
Yeah.
you have 5 different experiences. You're like a baby and you have all these experiences. Like, do you know how amazing that is?
I was actually thinking that the other day, first call, like you're 19.
Babies.
Like I had my license, I had my driver's license for 2 years, but and then first call all by myself in a whole new state. Mm-hmm. So that you grow up and you mature pretty quick, I think.
Yeah, I feel like I didn't get to enjoy that or like acknowledge that because it's a cycle. So when she said that, it was probably the most compliment I've gotten. It wasn't directly to me, but like in general, she was talking about the program and people who come out of DAP, but it was like the most compliment I've gotten in like the past 5 years. Mm-hmm. And it was like, you know what? Yeah, this is pretty amazing. This is
great.
Yeah. I am badass. Yeah. Okay, time to work on Capstone.
Yeah.
Time to focus.
I mean, pretty much the same.
Okay, this Great. Is why you're friends.
They read my mind.
You need to talk to all three of us.
Clearly, one of you ding-dongs would work.
My mom calls us the toolbox.
The toolboxes? Just the toolboxes.
She's like, well, the toolbox.
Still hanging out with those tools?
But I will agree with what you said about being comfortable. Like, today, I yelled in studio, which I would never do 5 years ago. Like, never.
Mm-hmm. But I did it without
thinking. Oh, it was Audrey's birthday. I was just like,
oh, you just yelled. Yeah. Okay.
That was you?
Yeah.
See? I thought I heard something.
You were downstairs.
Yeah.
DAP goes.
DAP goes.
So if DAP had superlatives, what would you guys all be? If you had to, so Vince, you have to sign one to Marnie. Marnie, you're doing it for Jack. Jack for Vince.
Oh, man.
Jack spends the most time in the CGC.
That is
I'll give
true.
Him that one.
I'll probably come up with another one later, but like along the lines of like a more like classic superlative, I guess. Like Vince probably most likely to start his own company because both like me thinking I understand him and that's what he wants to do, but also I think him straight up saying that once. I think I'm like,
cheater.
I forget which comp it was though. He's like, it's like, yeah, it was fun, but I really realized like I do not like working for someone else. So I mean, I don't know how far out that'll be, but
no pressure.
It'll definitely happen.
All right, I'm ready. You can keep thinking. I would say Marnie is. Well, I have two actually. First one is Marnie.
Just
I
do one.
Overachiever.
I had to summon them.
Come on.
All right, so my first one is Marnie's the most open-minded in that.
Perfect.
I would disagree.
Of the three of us,
really?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you got this. Whoa,
listen. Yeah, listen.
I mean, I think so by a long shot.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it's because, like, you're able to like walk into any like situation or problem and like, you know, be like kind and open to like hearing what people need to say and then kind of like knowing what to say back to them or like, and balancing like between. You know, what they want to hear and what they need to hear. So that's kind of all grouped into one. And then my second one for you would be most likely to live the longest.
What?
Whoa.
Out of the three of us?
Yeah.
Well, Cody is laughing in the corner the whole time you're talking.
I mean, I think you two definitely.
Well, okay, yeah. Most likely, and that was mine. Jack's most likely to die first.
Oh my God, you gave him that.
I'm just kidding.
I don't know what would put Marnie longer than Vince though.
She's
Marnie. Female.
Oh, that's true.
That's already statistically
true.
Also,
I think Marnie's more
regimented.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, her whole capstone.
That's true. She's forced to do it for 4 months.
I think after graduating, like the. And the feeling of like needing to work all the time because it's like that's what you're here for. And
that's true.
It's like you only have like 4 months to do a whole project. I think after I graduate, I'll stretch my lifespan out a little bit.
Jack's gonna go to bed at 9 p.m.
He's
gonna eat real food.
Yeah, I'm gonna learn how to cook. Maybe
That was I don't know.
That was so positive.
But no, I want like. I guess that is like a post-graduation goal.
Okay, we'll check in with you.
But I feel like Vince is more open-minded than out of the three of us.
It's just a compliment battle now.
I think you're nicer.
Really? I think a lot of people would disagree. There are people lined up.
I think like open-minded, like the first interaction. So if you like ask him a question, mm-hmm. he's like open-ended. But then if you come back to him with the same question, it's almost like he had thought about it. Mm-hmm. Like,
you're talking about me.
Yeah, like while you're
he's like, you're not trash about you. You've already strike one.
Yeah, because it's like open-minded initially, and then it's like, but then he'll put like a little bit more thought into it. Like the second time you ask him.
So pro tip: go back to you twice. You get better if you want the second time.
You want the real.
You want the real. You want the real.
The real.
Go multiple times.
Yeah. Well, for Jack, definitely details. Like, you're not afraid to like just hone in on the details. You don't, putting in the time and the effort isn't something that you have to think about. Like, some people have to, how do I want to phrase this? Like, some people, you're not afraid to work hard. I think that's my support.
Thank you for your support.
Wait, so what is he most likely to? Yeah, I think so. Most of them are most likely.
Oh, if you put it that way, I don't know how to phrase it. Most likely to
have thought about like everything.
Yeah.
Most likely to have thought out every.
It's a long superlative.
I know. He does everything.
That's most likely to do everything. That's Jack.
Do you disagree with that?
No, I think I'd agree.
Well, thank you.
It's almost like a...
Do you know what I mean? Like, each detail and each step, you don't overlook it, and you don't mind putting the effort to make sure that it's right.
Even if it means putting in the effort to bullshit a backstory.
Yeah.
It's like...
Or shorten your life.
You do it for the team.
I do it for you guys.
I do it for you.
You guys are friends with me. You're trying to make us look good. No, but I think that's like... a blessing and a curse, because like sometimes it's like think about something like too much before even trying it, so it's like I'll just sit there thinking and not doing. So then it always like, I think that's why I work. I don't think I work the late nights because I'm putting the attention to the details. It's like mostly because I'm thinking about it.
You're just sitting in front of a computer staring at it.
Instead of just, because like, I could like just try something and it works and I'd be happy, like, oh, that's good enough, but it's like, I just like think too much. But
I mean, I think that's a part of this is everyone works differently. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I might need to go the really long way, but I'm gonna get to the answer. Doesn't mean it's wrong, but everyone works differently. Mm-hmm. Everyone succeeds differently. So, well, I don't want to keep you guys here forever. So we have two final questions. The first one is, how do you make the most
of... Do you need a break, Vince? Are you okay?
No, it's all right. This room is comfy.
He's just going to nap in
here?
You're
trying to hear the ghost.
Well, I was actually thinking about...
Yeah, I don't know why I did that.
Put him hook.
Antennas.
I was thinking about the... You know how someone had put that, where have you cried in DAP?
Yeah.
Like, this would be a perfect place. People should rent out this thing and just like
pro tip.
Dude, apparently
have conversations and stuff.
There's like these mothers' rooms where it's for like
nurturing
baby. Like pregnant women, I guess. So one of the dudes on the ID team, well, like,
took a nap.
Sometimes he rents him out just to go take a nap.
Brilliant.
It was like a mother's room and you see I guess like you're reserving it. You see like all like these female names, and you just see Robbie.
Which I guess could be close.
That's
true. Yeah.
That's true.
You lucked out.
That's
funny.
Well, the first question is, how do you make the most of being a dapper?
I guess we kind of touched on this.
But if you had to sum it up in like a short soundbite,
someone freshman year told me I wasn't dap enough, and
DAP or dad enough?
DAP.
Okay. Maybe it was like DAP, like you're looking dapper.
No, I was definitely like, might sound like an asshole here, but it's like I wasn't weird enough. Mm-hmm. So like at the time, I just kind of like took it. I was like, well, it's like a weird comment, but I don't really know. Like looking back, I'm like, kind of like take it as a compliment. Or not. Like, I still don't know how to take it.
He's still processing it. Yeah, thinks about it every day.
Yeah, that's what keeps me up.
Keeps me up.
Everything Jack does is trying to be DAP. He still hasn't found out what the answer is.
Is it clothes? Is it the workout? Like, I don't know. Like,
it's definitely not the workout.
It's definitely not the workout.
Yeah, I think that's definitely
DAP.
It's almost like
it's too DAP.
Yeah, too. I think maybe like
you over DAP.
I think that's like old. I think that's like old school DAP.
Yeah.
I feel like nowadays,
too dab.
Like...
Too dab.
Most likely...
Too dab.
Too dab.
What was the question? Like, how do you define being...
It just, like...
Make the most.
How do you make the most of being a dapper?
Yeah, I guess I was confused because, like, I don't really know what makes a dap.
I mean, yeah.
Like, there's, like, a whole, like, wide variety of people here.
So I guess, how do you make the most of your time here? I guess dapper wasn't the right term for that.
Well, I think in terms of...
It was triggering.
It was very triggering. Oh, boy.
I think in terms of, like, DAP specifically, like I said before, like, put in the hours because, like, that's why you're here. Like, because you're at school for DAP, essentially. Like, that's why most of us came to Cincinnati. So DAP specifically, yeah, I'd say... What was the question?
Dude.
He's gotta go.
Whiteboard. What?
No, you answered the question. It's just how do you make the most of your time here? And you said
Just put in the work.
Put in the work. Yeah.
Put in the work and remember why you're here.
One more time.
Put in the work and remember why you are here.
Oh, that's good. All right, I'll take it.
My tip would be to be like prideful in coming to school here, then that, you know, like we hold a pretty high standard out in the world. There's plenty of connections everywhere, and then also to use those connections. So like whether it's learning skills from your peers or, you know, once you're in the real world, like reaching out to people who have also gone through this program. Recognize the school you are at and the people that have been here before.
And going off of that, like, don't burn any bridges, and to reach out to people from, like, having friends in other majors has made my time here more interesting and has allowed me to explore different types of projects, because now I know I can reach out to someone in fashion or graphic or architecture, you know, whatever, to help me with the project. So staying curious and keeping those connections.
Cool.
And then my last question is...
She's turning the
tables. Turning the tables.
Well, guess what, Marty? I also have a question for you.
Wasn't this the question like 3 questions ago? Like, do you have questions?
That stands for Design, Architecture, Art, and Planning.
That's right.
What would... I got that right. What would DAP stand for if it were to represent your time here at DAP or your experience?
Oh,
so
1 D word, 2 A words, and 1.
We need 10 minutes of silence. They can be negative. It doesn't have to be positive.
Yeah.
I have to write this one out.
I don't know a lot of words. Start
My vocabulary is pretty limited, so this will be tough. Might have to add an extra hour to this time slot.
I don't think people have repeated words, have they?
I don't think so.
Which is impressive.
Yeah.
No pressure.
I think I have a D and a P.
I know, the double A's.
That's tricky.
Yeah.
You guys should, like, print out.
I know. We gotta make a dictionary.
So you can just, like...
Words
tell me when to start. Tell me when to stop.
I don't think we mentioned this, but you and Vince were in choir together.
Mm-hmm.
And then we randomly found out you were going to the same school she was going to.
Literally the last day.
Yeah, we're like, oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, my sister had told me.
Yeah. To your sister.
When Marnie did the hat picking Instagram post. College.
That's
and
funny.
She showed me, and she was like, isn't this the school you were going to? And I was like, no way.
No one else would go there.
And then I saw, and then I was like, oh, yeah.
Like, oh, man.
Yeah, wait, I was like, she's the first one. Yeah. I'm the only one to go.
But I guess, I think a lot of people don't know this, but I don't think we ever talked.
No, just like, yeah, knew
of you. I knew of you.
Yeah,
I think that's
no interactions until
zilch.
Until you're forced to be in the same building.
Yeah,
and you're like, oh, I guess.
But yeah, since then there's been a lot of like people from our like home-ish area that have come here.
So you see, if you're listening, scholarship, maybe. I don't know. I mean,
Jack Trun.
He'll be paying for your tuition.
I learned from you two to put my wasabi in my soy sauce.
Pro tip.
Yeah.
Have you got your DAAPs?
I got my DA and a P.
Okay.
But I think the D and the P are kind of the same.
Oh, well.
We'll take it.
And action.
But I don't have my second A, though.
And action.
I don't have a second A either.
We guys can combine. How about that? We ain't got.
Okay, we'll go letter for letter.
Okay. D.
I'll fill in the gaps.
Yeah.
Go. D.
Kind of a cheesy one, but determined.
Okay.
I also have a D.
Determined.
That was your D?
No.
Okay. Yeah, all right. What's your D?
Mine, it was just going to stay as design.
Okay.
Because
cop out.
That's,
that's who we are in the school.
You need it, yeah.
No, yeah. Okay.
True.
A?
My first A is probably attitude, both good and bad attitude.
Okay. Yeah.
So there's been times get a little frustrated and it comes out, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But most time try to have a good attitude. So.
I can do the second A for you. Because I also only have one. It would be aesthetic.
Because of the work we do,
but it's also because of the people.
Yeah,
because
we're aesthetic.
Ass-looking
people.
Yeah, true. Compared to other colleges.
Ass. That's a second.
Yeah.
Second A is ass.
The first A is aesthetic. The second A is ass.
No, the first A is ass. The one's...
All right, the P?
Persistence?
Yeah, that's a good one.
I also have a P. It would be personalities.
Oh, that's a good one.
There are a lot
of personalities. Yeah.
And people also have their own many personalities within themselves.
What is that's it? Is it defining DAP for ourselves?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Because the only other A word I thought of was adventurous, but I don't really think that. I mean, like, to an extent, but I don't think that would fit.
And you came to the photo lab, the sound booth.
It's pretty adventurous. It is.
It's true. First time in here in 5 years.
Well, I guess adventurous in the sense that, like we said before, going on
co-ops.
Five different co-ops.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy.
Well, I guess only one of them completely by myself, but.
Well.
Yeah, went around the country and the world for you guys.
True.
Left you behind.
I think my favorite picture is when you photoshopped them in your picture. Oh, that was good. Everyone go see that one. That's a good one. Well,
we just created our own Instagram.
Yeah.
R&B Toolbox.
Are you going to take it when you go full time, wherever you go?
I think we should keep it
at my desk with nothing in it.
Nothing in it.
Yeah.
I think we should.
No, this is what we'll do.
Yeah. What's happening?
You should laser.
Apparently Jackson.
Maybe there's some in addition, but we all like sign each other's and
you should laser cut it.
Engrave it.
Take
it off the hinge and put it in the
machine.
She's
in graphic design. She doesn't understand. Yeah, I mean,
we sign it and
wait, you didn't complete
that? No, I don't know what you're talking about.
I know we're friends, but I can't read your mind.
We can all assign each other's and keep it like on our desks at work.
Yeah.
Or we can destroy them. In the sense that like we each like somehow like swap like
parts?
I mean, they won't then go back together, but it's like I can have like Marnie's lid right. and Vincent's
but
handle.
But Vincent's is like way smaller.
Well, I know. Like, you want to put them back together. Say like, you know, it's just kind of like.
Just a piece.
Yeah, like it's just sort of like sitting at your
side. Useless toolbox.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, this was Vincent's toolbox handle.
Like, is he dead right. now or something? His ashes are there.
So I don't know if that would be like the best.
I'll be saying that because I'm living the longest.
I guess like another thing. Yeah. Like sign and then like we just sort of like shift him, but then it's kind of like.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Like Marnie would have Vince's and I have Marnie's, but then it's kind of like only like a one.
Clearly a work in progress.
Yeah. Oh, you signed it.
I'll just put my toolbox in my will for Marnie.
Oh, not gonna,
you're going to live the longest.
Yeah, but so then, what about mine?
I have you're two. Also giving it to Marnie.
No, I don't want it.
Well, since I'm dying first, I have two.
So you'll get one.
I have a big one and a smaller one.
Oh, all right.
So I can
perfect
allocate them accordingly.
Accordingly.
Well, look out for that, I guess.
But we do need to take a picture at the end of the semester.
Yeah, and then we gotta open them up and reveal what's inside.
What's inside?
It's a secret.
Ooh.
Bleep this out. There's nothing inside. Open it
up or just like something ridiculous.
Yeah, something really funny. Or we Photoshop each other paper inside.
Oh my god, I don't know why I bought that. You guys suck.
What?
I don't know.
I haven't used it.
Boy, should we use it this semester?
Have you used it?
No.
See, thank you. It's ideal.
It's funny because we saw a fifth year at the time.
Yeah.
So we're, oh, it's sick.
So cool.
And I went online to find one.
This is what I'm talking about. Sometimes I feel like I need to keep up with these two, and sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't.
Buy stuff that you don't need.
It happens.
Yeah, we gotta think of a big reveal.
Yeah.
Also, or it's just another toolbox.
Yeah. It's more of a one.
That'd be cute.
I wonder if we can
give like,
each other like a Christmas ornament. You guys big Christmas people?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, we
would make cool.
Christmas ornaments. I was thinking though that we'd have we have a smaller toolbox in all of ours and we take them out and then we gift them to a young
Oh, that's
or we
very
can pass
good.
Our toolboxes on. No, we paid money for
this. Well, we're going to have to buy small ones.
The
small ones.
But the small ones aren't really useful.
It's true.
Yeah, can we somehow pass on the tradition
to someone?
To Cody.
She already has one.
I mean, yeah, no one's going to no one's going to do it. They shouldn't do it, but we should give them.
So, yeah.
Yeah, but who?
I don't know.
Taking applicant. Or
it's a raffle.
Raffle. Go on.
Like the Instagram, repost, retweet.
Giving out red and black toolbox. Christmas tree sized. Yeah.
Well, thank you guys for being here and talking about your experiences and how you guys are friends or maybe not friends is what I'm learning from this episode. But just want to say you guys have killed it in these past 5 years and you're going to do great in the next... Hopefully more than
time. Well, for me.
I just check my time right here.
I'm just Marnie minus 20 is me.
Minus 20?
So what are you? Oh, you're hurting your friends.
That's like 4 years from now.
No pressure, Marnie.
I don't know, man. Like, my grandma's like...
Yeah, your grandma's doing it.
Dude, she's, I think, 87. That's pretty freaking old. But... I mean, the other ones have died, so, so it doesn't really say much. Well,
cool.
Thanks
for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Bye.
That was fun.
Bye.